TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Okay, thank you for joining me for an edition of The League of Dads radio here on TalkZone.com. We just went past Thanksgiving holiday. Hope all of you enjoyed your holiday. Hope all of you had good holiday for the 2010 Thanksgiving holiday season. I know I had a good time. As we do every week about this time, we are going to stick to format. We're going to start reading some emails. I'm going to get into the storyline, and today's storyline is going to be mothers that assist their children in helping them basically put a knife in the family between father and child. This radio program today is probably going to be dedicated especially to Atiyah Bradley and her mother because it is the holiday season, and I did get a lot of emails from individuals after last week's show telling me that they need to about their problems. So some of the emails, I'm going to read an email from an individual based on that. And I guess I'm doing this show close to the holidays to try and get one Atiyah Bradley to try and act right. Kind of did some last minute things. My advertisement team got some literature out to individuals where she is. So as I state every week, we always have new listeners listening to the show. I'm going to get started with email number one, and this email is from an individual named James, and James is from Paterson, New Jersey. And James says, I am a single father. I have three children in a similar situation with the person that you had on last week. I must say it's good to see an organization that help fathers in a situation such as yours. I live in a single family home. And it gets especially hard, especially with the electric bill. Well, James and Patterson, I can understand exactly what you're talking about because I have a one-family home. And when you're in a home, especially about this time of year, if you live in a one-family home, I'm assuming that James didn't exactly say if he owned the show, owned a home or not. So I don't know if the utilities are paid, but in listening to what he was saying, he's basically saying that he's having it hard living in a one family home, especially with the electric. So what we're going to do, what we did was we sent an email out to James in Paterson, New Jersey, and we're going to get some information from him, such as his gas and electric bill, because I do think living in New Jersey, PSE&G, is the electric carriers out there that provide electricity for Paterson, New Jersey. We're going to give James some assistance with his electric bill. I must say that people, all the three emails that I have here today, they're from New Jersey. I made it my business to try to pick everybody that's from New Jersey because it's where I'm from, and when I talk about a lot of things, I can get individuals that can truly relate to where I'm talking about. Of course, it does happen everywhere else, but I want to just go back home a little bit, get close to home. Paterson, New Jersey is probably a good 15 miles from Newark, New Jersey. So I picked his email, and I'm kind of familiar with that. Like as I stated before, the League of Dads office is close to there. So when an individual say there's a lot of things going on in their lives, I basically got the resources to tap into certain systems up there to basically verify it. Okay, James from Paterson, New Jersey, we sent you out an email as of today, Monday. James did not respond. So, James, I hope you're listening. Maybe you can check your emails. You'll see that, in fact, we tried to get back to you to give you some assistance in your in this holiday season. The next email is from Tina, and Tina is from Salem, New Jersey, Salem. It says, I would have to disagree with your statement about black women and drama. Women of all races have attitudes, and to say black women have them is being chauvinistic. Okay. Tina from Salem, New Jersey, you would have to disagree with the statement. First thing I'm going to start off by saying to Tina in Salem, New Jersey, you would disagree with the statements because you're getting offended. And this is going to sound kind of jacked up in a sense, but I think that it is best now that when someone talks to me about something, that I best respond with something that's going to just disappoint them. And the reason why is because it's a shock. I think that more times than many, the reason why this problem exists where I'm from is because there was no one there to offset. And what this problem is basically how families break down between the problems that happen between father and mother where I'm from. There's a lot of individuals that think one way, and then there's other individuals that think another way. So Tina from Salem, New Jersey, for you to disagree with the statement that I would say that black women basically is all about drama, you would disagree with that. And Tina, I'm going to say to you this. Tyler Perry made a movie called Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Where's the movie about Diary of a Mad White Woman? Where's the movie about Diary of a Mad Puerto Rican Woman? Where's the movie about Diary of a Mad Venezuelan woman from Venezuela? Where are those movies at? Basically, Tina from Salem, New Jersey, you have an individual like Tyler Perry that's depicting the black community, the things that goes on, a.k.a. the attitudes with the black woman. And he basically put it in a film. And Tina from Salem, New Jersey, I'm almost willing to bet you've seen the movie and you loved it. Despite the title, you seen it and you loved it. I got some information over the holiday about the latest movie Tyler Perry made, Four Colored Women, and how they was basically talking so bad about black men. Also, the funny thing is I was talking to my secretary about it and she didn't like the movie. That was the only woman that I found that did not like that movie, talked about how bad they was just really talking about black men. But people, this is the story that's easy to sell. Whenever anybody wants to talk about the bad things about black men, society will buy it. Society wants to believe it because that's the way everybody wants to assume. That's the way it is. But this radio show, as well as the League of Dads, was formed by a black man. And what we do here is we talk about our enemies, which is the women that don't want us to have a relationship with our children. So to say, Tina from Salem, New Jersey, the end of the email, it says women of all races have attitudes. And to say that black women just have them is basically being chauvinistic. As I say to Tina, you can Google it. Please get back to me. Send me an email. And whoever is out there, maybe it's in the making now, Tina. Maybe a group of people got together and said, basically, we're going to make a movie about mad white women. But if I can put in parallels to whenever they do a show, when it comes to white women, I see a lot of fun, happy times like Sex in the City. Those women, their drama was of a different level. They all was doing good and they put success in their life first and then had the little offset of the drama. But where I'm from, that's not the case. And because I'm talking about it now, I got individuals that want to tell me how wrong and how right I am. But then I get emails from other individuals that say, you know, I never looked at it like that. As I stated, Tina from Salem, New Jersey, where's the movie Diary of a Mad Puerto Rican Woman? Where's that movie at? So before you know, I guess I'm touchable. It's easier to listen to the show or someone has turned you on to the show or a comment that I made or something and you decided you want to send an email to the League of Dads. That's fine. I have no problem with it, but you must understand something. I am not a hypocrite, nor do I need to back up on anything that I say. Everything that I do say is from experience. I only have this format because of my experience with what I've been through. Did I deserve it? I didn't deserve not one percentage of it. But it's what a woman felt as though this is the nature of the neighborhood where I'm from. And because this is what she wanted to do to me, she thought that it would be I would just roll over and take it. Never in a million years would Atiya Bradley have thought that when she did all this to me, the League of Dads would come out of it. Now the League of Dads Radio is coming out of it, and then the League of Dads News, and this big old empire is coming out of it. And I'm most willing to bet you people, and I'll keep you posted, if Miss Bradley can get the revenue numbers from the League of Dads or any of the things that I was doing, she'd run me back in court for child support to try to get an increase. But she gets nothing. The little pennies, the minute pennies that she get is the pennies that she ran to court to get. So Tina, that's just another thing that I can really put in there and talk about. But Tina for Salem, New Jersey, please get back to me. We're waiting for it. If you can find any type of movie that's talking about that, four white women, like I said, the new four colored women and all the nonsense that they went through in the movie and all the bad ways they depict men. Hey, at any time, please get back to us. Okay. The next email and the last email is from a woman, a man. His name is Dominic, and Dominic is from Irvington, New Jersey. And Dominic says, my child's mother keeps taking me down to child support. Is there a way I can stop her from doing this? It's obvious she's doing this to get back at me, but now I would like for this to stop. Well, Dominic from Irvington, New Jersey, this is one of the reasons why I picked all the emails from New Jersey, because I am so familiar with New Jersey and things that people aren't familiar with. Dominic, I'm going to tell you this. I spoke at a forum one time, and a gentleman asked me a similar question. And one thing that I tell all the members that come to the League of Dads is I tell them this. And this is the question that I told them, and I tell it to the members as well. The Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA title this year. Okay. That is their game. The Los Angeles Lakers, they play basketball. If the Los Angeles Lakers was to go up to the New Jersey Devils and say, listen, I want to challenge you guys in hockey, I'm almost willing to bet that the New Jersey Devils hockey franchise would win against the Los Angeles Lakers franchise. The reason being, Dominic, is that's their game. The Devils play hockey. The Lakers play basketball. Dominic, you have to understand is whenever you're invited to anything, understand the game that's being played. This is my logic. No one ever gave me this logic in life. As I also stated, no one has ever told me this. Always be smarter than your problems. This is something that I thought of. So how does that play into your question, Mr. Dominic from Irvington, New Jersey? Okay. I'm saying that because I know why things go on the way they do. New Jersey, Dominic, is an open case state. What that means, Dominic, is no matter what, the case never closes. This is the reason why Atiya Bradley lost custody and then got custody back, is because New Jersey wants to capitalize off of family court issues. They don't want them to close. You often hear when a judge bangs the mallet, he says, case closed. Or at the end of the lot of these judge shows, these family court shows, not family court, I'm sorry, small claim court shows, they say case closed. Case closed means just that. Detectives solve a case, case closed. Well, New Jersey is an open case state, and what an open case state means is just that. The case never closes. So listen, if you go down there on Tuesday and you get a bad ruling against you, you can go back there on Wednesday and go ask for another court date. The court doesn't tell men this. I had one judge tell me after I went to court, in the first time I ever went to court in 2003, when my case was moved from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, this judge told me, case closed, and I don't want this to come before me no more. So basically she was poisoning me, trying to get me to say, I'm going to keep the case, I'm not going to rule on this case, and I don't want it to come back before me no more. She said that because she was under the assumption that I didn't know law. By 2003, I wasn't as powerful in the law system as I am now, but I had, there were some things that I knew. And my dad told me, go back down there and do it again. That's what my dad told me. And then I found out that it was an open case state. So what I'm saying to you is that you're playing a disgruntled woman's game, and her game is she's going to keep you in court. My suggestion to you is, I don't know if you work or not. Dominic didn't say that he work or not. I don't know if this individual work or not. But keep, find a game that's going to put stress on something that she can't do, and you need to play that game. I don't work. If I wanted to, I could keep Miss Bradley in court every week. I can find a way to keep her in court every week and have her miss work. This is the game that she wanted to play, by the way. And this was one of the reasons why she came in court and said the things that she said when she gave up custody of the child. I'm going to address that when I talk to Ms. Bradley in the storyline of the show. Like I said, this show is going to be basically dedicated to one Miss Mary Bradley, the mother of Atiyah Bradley, because as I stated before, all this starts from the parent. So Dominic, the unfortunate thing is, in the state of New Jersey, you're dealing with a situation that will never ever cease. Join the League of Dads, and I'm going to tell you, I can give you all the ammunition to see to it that this woman doesn't like the court, because Dominic from Irvington, New Jersey, what you need to realize is that your child's mother is running to a forum that she believes in. And if you then start making the court unattracted to this woman, she won't go there no more. And that's what I have done to Ms. Atiyah Bradley. She could be listening to this broadcast right now and say, well, oh, really? Well, I'm gonna take you down for child support, because that's the only game that a disgruntled woman can play. Child support. I'm going to drag you for child support. In this email, you didn't say nothing about she wants you to spend more time with the child. You'll never ever get that from a disgruntled mother. Only thing you'll get is the card that they can play. I want to play the child support game, the child support game. So if I was to get invited to court for a child support increase, because it will never be a decrease. It's always an increase. You know, lame individuals think that, oh, I got them now. That is the only card that a disgruntled mother can play. So, Dominic, this is the reason why you're constantly being invited down for child support. This individual doesn't have a life. I don't know what you were doing prior to it got to court. But that's the game that you, unfortunately, you got to play. And as I stated, you would have to, you know, find a game, something to counter that. Until you do that, it's not going to happen. You will always be at the mercy of someone that just says they can wake up in the day and says, oh, well, I seen him in a new car, so I want to take him down for child support. Once again, New Jersey is an open case state, and this is the reason why you're having that problem. And Dominic, I hope you continue to listen to the League of Dads and learn some more things. But as I stated before, if you want to join the League of Dads, if you want to come to this a seminar that we have, I think the next seminar that we're coming up with is going to be in February. You can always give me a call at the League of Dads, and that number is, 201-406-1971. And if there is any man out there that have a problem, please give me a call. If you want to talk about it, give me a call. If you want to file a complaint with the court system that you're going through, I can help you with that. That is one of the biggest things that the League of Dads do more than anything, is we file complaints and we start investigations and we get the federal courts involved, and we basically keep the federal courts involved in every step of what we're doing, and every letter that we send to the lower courts. We basically keep the federal courts up to date on it. And as I stated before, the federal courts is the big brother system. So we will always use the big brother system. The big brother watches over the little brother. Like, as I stated, there's a lot of individuals that this is their first time listening to the show. I don't know if they went and listened to the archived shows, but, I do thank you all for sitting and listening. And, if you get a minute, please do go back and listen to the past shows. And the reason why I say that we always have listeners, once again, my advertisement team got out this week and put a lot of things out there that individuals needed to know. When we come back, I'm going to get into the storyline of the show. And the storyline of the show is going to be a letter to Ms. Bradley, basically talking to her daughter, Atiyah Bradley. So this is the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.